So you're craving a juicy steak. You walk into a restaurant expecting sizzling flavors, laughter, and the smell of charred perfection. And you remember Sizzler, a chain that used to dominate the steakhouse scene. And so fast forward a few years and crickets, empty tables, fewer locations, and a brand that seems more like a nostalgic memory than a dining destination. So what happened? How did Sizzler go from being the go-to family steakhouse to a struggling, barely holding on brand? Today, we're going to break down the decline of Sizzler and reveal the marketing and brand lessons every multi-location business can learn from. Hint, it's not just about the cheesy bread. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Let's go back to the glory days. Rewind to the time of Sizzler's heyday. Affordable steaks, salad bars, family-friendly dining. It was a brand that felt accessible, fun, and reliable. Locations are bustling with people celebrating birthdays, milestones, midweek cravings. Sizzler was like your favorite pair of sneakers. Reliable, comfortable, and everyone knew them. But just like old sneakers, eventually, if you don't update them, they start to fade, lose their appeal, and suddenly everyone's looking for something newer, shinier, and more exciting. Now, let's go back to the beginning, the start of when the decline began. And several factors contributed to this and their fading popularity. Stale branding, the logo, the decor, the menu. Little changed over decades. Customers' expectations evolved, but Sizzler just simply didn't. The menu got confusing. There were too many options, inconsistent quality, and a lack of focus, in my opinion. Was it a steakhouse? Was it a buffet? I love a good buffet, by the way. You know, I was confused. Customers were confused and were unsure. Newer chains came in. Fast casual dining and gourmet burger spots entered the market with fresher ideas and Instagrammable moments. Sizzler just merely assumed its reputation and history would keep customers coming. And they forgot that trust and relevance need to be maintained daily. It's like wearing a dress from 1995 to a party today and thinking everyone will still be impressed. Spoiler, they're probably not. No matter how big or established your brand is, complacency kills relevance. Now, here's the kicker. The real reason Sizzler stumbled wasn't the food. It was brand arrogance. Leadership assumed that if we build it, they will come. Marketing campaigns became generic or nostalgic instead of engaging new customers. Franchisees, operations, and marketing weren't aligned on who the customer was and what experience they actually wanted. It's like building a luxury car with no steering wheel. Sure, it looks great, but no one can actually drive it anywhere. So even an established brand, they must continually understand its audience, evolve and deliver a consistent and relevant experience. And the sad part is Sizzler had chances to pivot, but they missed some critical opportunities. And here are some. I don't think social media was utilized well. They had limited campaigns, there wasn't any interactive content and minimal effort to go after that younger customer. Look at what McDonald's do, yeah, with the Happy Meal. Competitors then came in and they offered those Instagrammable moments, themed nights or modern interiors, shop fits these days, wow. And meanwhile, Sizzler remains stuck in the past, and an inconsistent execution across their locations then meant that some stores thrived while others faltered. It's like trying to run a marathon wearing thongs. Some might manage, but most will struggle. And the spectators will remember the failure. Meanwhile, younger chains were out there doing TikTok dances with burgers, and Sizzler was quietly turning up the heat on their salad bar. Now, there's a lot we can all learn from our competitors, and let's talk about what Sizzler's competitors did differently. Outback Steakhouse, strong branding, themed interiors, and consistent messaging across every single location. What did that do? Customers knew exactly what to expect. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Grilled and other fast casual burger chains, they leveraged Instagram, loyalty apps, and influencer partnerships to create that buzz. Every meal became a shareable moment. What could Sizzler have done? Social media campaigns, put out some engaging content, interactive polls, create your perfect salad challenge, make customers part of their story. Could have put out some loyalty promotions and rewarded that repeat business. They could have tracked preferences of their customers and personalised offers. Maybe a digital stamp card could have gone a long way. Modern menu and pop-ups, wow. They could have tested new dishes, offered limited time offers to drive traffic and excitement, and create reasons for people to come back, and support it all with some franchise alignment and marketing support. Centralize their systems, their templates, their digital toolkits to ensure their campaigns work consistently across all locations. Now look, even legacy brands can stay relevant by embracing tech. Digital campaigns can give franchisees the tools to execute consistently. So if you're operating a multi-location brand, here are the key takeaways. Complacency kills relevance. You've got to refresh your branding to stay connected to your audience because their needs are constantly evolving and changing. Arrogance drives decline. Humility opens doors to innovation and feedback. And standardize without stagnating. Consistency is key, but evolution keeps your brand alive. You've got to invest in digital engagement, social media, loyalty programs, align marketing with operations. Every location must deliver the same brand promise. And you've got to treat your brand like a garden. Water it, prune it, and adjust it as the seasons change, or it will wilt no matter how beautiful it once was. And no, sprinkling croutons on top of the old steak special won't save a dying garden. Remember, your brand isn't just a logo or a menu. It's the feeling your customers are walking away with. And if that feels stale, they simply won't return. Sizzler's decline is a cautionary tale for multi-location brands. Complacency, arrogance, and a lack of marketing alignment are the silent killers. If you want help auditing your brand, aligning your team, and creating marketing that keeps customers engaged, loyal, and coming back for more, make sure you drop us a message right here at the Marketing Factory. We're easy to find. And most importantly, book that strategy call. Remember, clever marketing grabs attention, but relevance, humility, digital innovation, and consistent experience across every location keeps customers coming back for more and maybe even bringing their friends. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.